Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning, I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. California will soon require state government employees and all healthcare workers to show proof that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19. If they have not been vaccinated, they will have to get tested at least once a week and continue to wear a face mask at work. Governor Newsom said local governments and other businesses are encouraged to implement similar policies to help slow the spread of the new coronavirus variant and stop the rise in hospitalizations.
We're at a point in this epidemic, this pandemic, where choice, individuals' choice not to get vaccinated, is now impacting the rest of us in a profound and devastating and deadly way.
The new vaccination requirement will go into effect next month for the state's 246,000 employees and public and private health care workers. 75% of eligible Californians have gotten so far at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. 62% of the population, the eligible population, is fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, the governor is slamming several prominent right-wing conservatives for spreading misinformation about the vaccine. Yesterday, he specifically called out Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Greene has compared mask mandates to segregation and the Holocaust.
We're exhausted by the right-wing echo chamber that has been perpetuating misinformation around the vaccine and its efficacy and safety. We're exhausted by the politicalization of this pandemic.
Fox News, meantime, has pointed to some of its network personalities promoting the vaccine, as well as a new vaccine PSA featuring Harris Faulkner, Steve Ducey, and John Roberts, and the launch of a vaccine finder tool on its website. In Riverside County, the number of intensive care patients with COVID went up nearly 50% compared to late last week. Public health officials say there are currently 190 people with coronavirus in the hospital. That is the highest count since the middle of March, but way lower than the winter peak. But the number of ICU patients went up from 32 last Friday to 47 yesterday in the county. And an investigation is underway after somebody shoved and robbed our retired U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer. She was mugged yesterday in Oakland in the area of Jack London Square. A tweet from her official account said somebody pushed her in the back, stole her cell phone, and jumped into a waiting car. Boxer was not seriously injured. You'll recall she served as senator from California from 1993 until 2017. By the year 2035, California will only allow zero-emissions vehicles to be sold in the state, and that includes electric cars. But that mandate could actually end up harming the environment. Lithium is a key component for electric car batteries, and it has been found in high concentrations on the seafloor. Well, that has mining companies searching international waters to find the richest lithium deposits. One of them, the Metals Company, told the Los Angeles Times, seafloor mining is less detrimental than mining dry land, though a coalition of over 500 scientists disagrees. Among the critics is UC Santa Barbara marine and ocean science professor Douglas McCauley. He told KPCC's Air Talk that scouring seabeds for precious metals could defeat the purpose of going electric.
We could erode the potential of our oceans to capture carbon and help us fight climate change.
Professor McCauley also says when mining machines dump wastewater back into the sea, it could create toxic plumes that spread out for miles and linger for months.
These plumes could create toxins that get into our ocean food webs, into seafood, on plates in front of us, and that same plumes could have a smothering effect on ocean ecosystems that reduce the productivity of fisheries.
On land, California's evaporating Salton Sea has been proposed as a potential lithium mining site, but those operations could kick up toxic dust from exposed parts of the lake bed, which is already a problem when the wind blows. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.